USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Good news for fire-stricken Californians.
We're definitely in a little bit of a transition where it looks like things are changing, things are calming down.
Ventura County Fire Steve Kaufman says the Maria fire is about 20% contained, so some evacuees are now going home.
The fire is still hot on the interior of the fire, the interior of the perimeter of the fire, so we haven't put our guard down, and the other thing is, still in a red flag fire warning.
The largest wildfire in the state, the Kincaid Fire in Sonoma County, is now more than 70% contained. The president of the United Auto Workers Union is taking a paid leave of absence during an investigation of corruption. Gary Jones hasn't been charged, but federal agents searched his home in August in connection with the investigation. The FBI has been investigating fraud and misuse of funds in the UAW for more than 2 years. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Rootwall.com.
A car bomb in a Syrian border town killed at least 13 people, according to Turkish authorities. The blast also injured at least 20 people, Turkey's defense ministry said in a statement. The ministry blamed the People's Protection Units, known as YPG, for the attack, but no group claimed responsibility. Turkey considers YPG, which is an arm of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, to be a terror group, but the United States does not. The blast occurred in Tal Abyad town, which Turkish troops and Turkey-backed rebels seized last month from Kurdish forces. Some civilians were among the dead. President Trump appeared to announce plans to tap Chad Wolf as the new acting secretary of the Department of Homeland Security on Friday, but the department indicated the president may have misspoken. The president later clarified that Kevin McAleenan is still acting head of the department and didn't confirm when his departure would be. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
There's a big drive to eliminate time changes in the U.S. With that story, here's USA's John Hunt.
In the days after our chronically sleep-deprived country springs forward, costing us an hour of rest, disoriented Americans face a slightly greater risk of heart attack and stroke. For decades, most of the United States has observed daylight savings time, but recently, many have begun to question the semi-annual switch, not only because of the potential dangers associated with it, but because staying on one time year-round could bring benefits ranging from economic to emotional, leading those leading the charge to lock the clock. It's a movement that has exploded all over the United States. So far this year, 36 states have introduced legislation to end or study the practice, call for all-year standard time, but most endorse permanent daylight savings time, which would result in an extra hour of evening sunlight for more of the year in exchange for delayed sunrises in the winter. The issue is played out on social media with the hashtags Ditch the Switch and Lock the Clock. And by the way, don't forget to change your clocks tonight at 2 a.m. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
There's a big party in Washington, D.C. Thousands of people lined up for a big parade celebrating the Nationals' first World Series championship. They beat the Houston Astros 6-2 on Wednesday to win the franchise's first title. President Trump invited the team to the White House on Monday to celebrate their victory. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.